Hello, and welcome to the half-hour edition of Hot Pipes with me, Steve Ashley, this week focusing on some of the most popular music of 1955. Rock Around the Clock, which in 1955 was Bill Haley and the Comets' best-selling single of the year, and which caused a sensation in the pop music world. It wasn't universally liked at the time, of course, but unlike much of today's music, it did have a strong melodic line. That track was by Donna Parker, and it was taped in 1987 on the Wurlitzer of the Paramount Music Palace, Indianapolis, in Indiana. The show Kismet, with music, shall we say, borrowed from Alexander Borodin, was first staged in 1953, but its music lived on. Stranger in Paradise charted for Golden McRae in late 1953, Tony Bennett and Tony Martin in 1954, and in 1955 it was the turn of the Four Aces, Don Cornell, Eddie Calvert and Bing Crosby.
Thank you.
Stranger in Paradise, John Mann and the Compton Christie Hybrid that in 2000 was in the Town Hall of Portslade in Sussex. The organ has since been removed due to falling audience numbers. One of the big stage shows of 1955 was Damn Yankees, with music by Richard Adler and Jerry Ross, which basically was a retelling of the Faust story. It ran for over 1,000 performances on Broadway, but didn't open in the West End until 1957. The two outstanding numbers were Heart and this, played now by Ray Bohr on the Wurlitzer of the Paramount Theatre, New York, Whatever Lola Wants. Ray Bohr, the New York Paramount Wurlitzer, and Whatever Lola Wants. The film Unchained, starring Barbara Hale of Perry Mason fame, featured just one song, Unchained Melody. Of the many singles, the main US version was by Al Hibbler, while in the UK it was covered by Jimmy Young. Lou Williams included this lush arrangement on his 1996 Rhapsody in Blue CD, featuring the organ-stop Mesa Wurlitzer. Thank you. 1950s were the decade of recording producer and industry executive Mitch Miller, and he produced a slew of hits for artists such as Johnny Ray, Percy Faith, Johnny Mathis, Tony Bennett, Patti Page, and Frankie Lane. Mitch also recorded with Columbia's house band, for which his greatest success was a song from 1858, The Yellow Rose of Texas. This is Gene Martin's recording on the Compton in Fenton Hall, Hampton-in-Arden, Warwickshire, which is owned by the Cinema Organ Society. Thank you. Love is a Many Splendid Thing, another Paul Francis Webster and Sammy Fain song that put the Four Aces into fifth position overall in 1955. That glorious arrangement was from Everett Norse, taped in 1963 on the Fox San Francisco Wurlitzer for release on the Fantasy label, but not appearing until a 1981 LP issued by Doric. Any programme featuring music from the 1950s wouldn't be complete without at least one Sinatra song hit. Sammy Kahn and Jimmy Van Heusen's Love and Marriage was also covered by Dinah Shore, but it was Sinatra's single that most remember. Jack Gustafson, who played in the Captain's Galley pizza restaurants in Northern California, taped the song on his own Residence Wurlitzer Kimball Hybrid in 1998. Frank Sinatra's Love and Marriage came in at number 11 on the overall ratings for 1955, but his best-selling song of that year was Learning the Blues, which rated number 7. John Clark McCall captured its gentle swinging character in this 2014 track on the Wurlitzer in Grace Church, Sarasota, Florida, which was one of the venues of the recent American Theatre Organ Society convention based in Tampa. Thank you. To close this short tribute to the hits of 1955, this is a Johnny Mercer song that he wrote for the Fred Astaire and Leslie Caron film Daddy Longlegs. Of the 7 songs composed for the film, only this remains as a standard. Something's Gotta Give. Clark Wilson and Something's Gotta Give, taped in concert during the 1991 San Francisco American Theatre Organ Society Convention. The organ was the now lost Wurlitzer in the Castro Theatre, to be replaced by a massive 7-manual part-pipe, part-digital instrument. It, of course, remains to be seen if sufficient funds will materialise to complete the ambitious project. My website, hotpipes.eu, contains many of my half-hour and one-hour shows, along with links to concert information in the UK, USA and Australia. Do please come and say hello. Until we meet again at the same time next week, it's goodbye from Steve Ashley and Hot Pipes.